This is Maurice Chevalier, and I have a story to tell you. A story of Paris? No. A story of fine wines and champagne? No. But the story of a beautiful girl, and why the United Nations heard about her. My story begins in Haiti, in a little village. There lived Madeleine, young, charmante. Her family had not much money, so she lived with her mother and her father and her little sisters and brothers in a little house with straw for the roof. During the day, Madeleine helped support the family by working on the coffee plantation. But in the evenings, she would like to go to the small marketplace where the people would sing and dance. There were the men in their big straw hats and the women in their bandanas. And Madeleine would be able to forget the long, hard day's work like any little girl. Madeleine hoped that one day she would marry a nice man. As I told you, Madeleine was very pretty, and any man in the village would be proud to be married to her. For example, there was the big fellow, Robert. And there was the little one, François. There was Émile. A little old, perhaps. And a young man, Henri. Very handsome. But the one Madeleine liked best was André. André loved Madeleine very much, and every evening he would look for her in the marketplace. But one evening, she did not appear. She was not there the next night, and the next. "Where is Madeleine?" asked Robert, and François, and Émile, and Henri. But André went to Madeleine's house. When he knocked at the door, Madeleine's mother would not open it. "What is the matter?" asked André. "Where is Madeleine?" "You must go away," said Madeleine's mother. "Madeleine is très malade, very sick." André went away, but his heart was very sad. In many countries of the tropics, there is a very bad sickness. In Haiti and in the French territories of Africa, where it attacks many people, it is called le pion. Elsewhere, it has other names. In English, yaws. Yaws. I can assure you, mesdames et messieurs, it's not a pretty sight. All over the body, there are sores, sometimes on the soles of the feet, and then one cannot walk. The face gets disfigured, and to such a pretty face as Madeleine, it's a tragedy. After a time, those with the sickness are crippled or die. Poor André told the other people in the marketplace about Madeleine, and they too were very sad. But there was a man from another village, and he told them of a wonderful thing. A team of doctors had come to his village from the World Health Organization. They had been in many countries, curing the same sickness. They would soon be here. I told you it was a wonderful thing. It was really a miracle. You see, millions of people all over the tropical countries have suffered from these yaws for generations until the United Nations World Health Organization found you could make these yaws disappear with just one single, how do you call it, single shot of penicillin. Well, that is what the stranger told André. "And they can walk again?" "Yes," replied the stranger, "and even the scars may one day disappear." André was so excited, he didn't know what to do. Then one day the doctors arrived. The men trained by the World Health Organization went to many houses and to Madeleine's house. They gave this injection of penicillin to Madeleine, penicillin which had been supplied by another UN organization, the United Nations Children's Fund called UNICEF. Several weeks later, Madeleine again appeared in the village. She was wearing a brand new bandana, and she was so happy to be well again. She danced with everyone. She danced with Robert. She danced with François. And with Emile. And with Henri. But especially she danced with André. Now you may think that dancing is not extraordinary. But to Madeleine it was a dream of happiness. Today, throughout the world, there are many Madeleines and Andrés who have reason to say thank you to the WHO and to UNICEF and to the good doctors whose hospital is the whole world.